FroggiesFog.com, makers of the finest fog, smoke, snow, and scents, brings you the big scary news with your host, Drew Badger. Featuring the most up-to-date news and information in the haunt, horror, and Halloween industry. In addition, the Big Scary News features an interview you won't find anywhere else, brought to you by Gantom Lighting and Controls. And now, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Froggy's Fog brings you the Big Scary News.
See what's shaking in the outer limits. Now, it may get a little hairy once in a while, but don't let it flip you out.
Hello folks, Drew Badger here for Big Scary News episode 99, and we start out with some sad news from one of our own. The Big Scary Show and Big Scary News is sad to report the passing of Steve Podosek after a long illness. He was the actor manager at the House of Horror and Haunted Catacombs in Cheektowaga, New York. The Big Scary Show and Big Scary News sends its deepest condolences to the family and friends of Steve Podosek, and offers up this moment of silence. On a little lighter note, we bring you this update from Days of the Dead in Louisville, Kentucky. It is with great pleasure that we announce the addition of actor Alan Oppenheimer to the guest roster for Days of the Dead Louisville, happening September 1st through the 3rd at the Crown Plaza Louisville Airport Hotel. Alan is best known for his large body of voice work in some of the most popular cartoons of the last 40 years, including He-Man and the Masters of the Universe, Transformers, Ghostbusters, She-Ra, Princess of Power, and Brave Star, just to name a few. He was also in movies like The Neverending Story, providing the voice of the narrator, as well as Falcor and the Rockbiter. Alan Oppenheimer joins Linda Blair, Tony Todd, Kane Hodder, Gary Busey, and many more guests to be announced as Days of the Dead makes its return to the Derby City. To get more information on Days of the Dead Louisville and everywhere else they appear, visit daysofthedead.net. We have some news from the Extreme Fear Haunt in Dunn, North Carolina. Extreme Fear Haunt is proud to announce its upcoming summer events, and these events will sell out. The Extreme Fear Challenge. Prepare for a non-stop 60-minute fearful experience that you will never forget. Your group must complete four terrifying and difficult challenges that will test you physically and mentally. You must be 16 or older to enter, and you must RSVP online. Costs $30 a person, and time slots are 8 p.m. or 9:30 p.m. Also, the Summer Escape Experience. Grab the family and prepare to take the adventure of a lifetime through our Extreme Adventure Island experience. Your group will have 60 minutes to complete all the challenges along your adventure. You must be 13 years old to enter, RSVP online, and the cost is $20 a person, with time slots at 3 p.m., 4 p.m., 4:30 p.m., and 6 p.m. Please email extremefearhaunt@gmail.com with the subject Summer Experience or Fear Challenge to RSVP today. Get more information, including dates, times, and others, at their Facebook page, facebook.com/extremefearhaunt. We have this news from Darkwood Manor in Luray, Virginia. In honor of the halfway point to Halloween, we decided to let the black cat out of the bag on our theme for this year. Darkwood Manor presents Season of the Witch. Also, we'll soon be revealing some information on our new attraction at Darkwood Manor, so stay tuned. Keep up with all their updates at facebook.com/darkwoodhaunt or their website, darkwoodmanor.net. We have this news regarding Spooky Day in the Parks at Walt Disney World in Orlando, Florida, via chipandco.com. Grim Grinning Ghosts are coming out to socialize this September at Walt Disney World. Spooky Empire, the promoter of one of the biggest and most popular horror conventions in the nation, will be bringing us a Disney-themed event called Spooky Day in the Parks, September 22nd and 23rd. From their website, spookydayintheparks.com. Spooky Day in the Parks is a two-day meetup event for fans that have a villainous side a mixture of theme park gatherings, special VIP events, a bazaar full of merchandise to fulfill your dark side, and much more. Our goal is to see you all dressed in your best Wicked attire, be it dark or fun. We are dying to see your personal style as we step out for this Wicked weekend. Spooky Days in the Park invites participants to dress as their favorite Disney villain and join in on special planned events at Disney's Coronado Springs Resort, inside the Magic Kingdom, and even at the Hollywood Studios Tower of Terror. Additional details to be announced soon via notifications from Spooky Empire. Anyone interested in an event should know that this is an unofficial Disney fan meetup. This is an event created by fans, for fans, and not organized by Walt Disney World. Unofficial Disney fan events can be some of the best days to visit Disney World. They bring an extra feeling of magic to the parks. Just beware of hitchhiking ghosts. Get more information at SpookyDayInTheParks.com. We have a little film news regarding the next couple of Godzilla films via BloodyDisgusting.com. Who's ready to see King Ghidorah, Mothra, and Rodan on the big screen? Trick or Treat and Krampus director Michael Dougherty is the man behind Legendary's upcoming Monsterverse sequel, Godzilla, King of the Monsters, and he's been putting together quite the impressive cast in the last few weeks. Deadline is reporting that Aisha Hines, who is currently playing Harriet Tubman on WGN's Underground, is the latest to sign on. Millie Bobby Brown from Stranger Things, Ken Watanabe from Godzilla, Kyle Chandler from Super 8, Vera Farmiga from The Conjuring, and O'Shea Jackson Jr. from Straight Outta Compton also star. Dougherty wrote the script with Zach Shields. Godzilla, King of the Monsters hits theaters on March 22, 2019 with the monster mashup Godzilla vs. Kong slated to bow the following year on May 29, 2020. We have some news on the upcoming Famous Monsters Convention in Dallas, Texas. Join us for the Famous Monsters Convention in Dallas, May 26th through the 28th. Mingle with cult film stars, moan around in monster gear, have a meeting of the minds with your favorite artist, or just sit back and take in the chaos. We're also planning a few surprises based on original material from American Gothic Press that should scare you witless. It's a monster world out there, and you can find the best of it at Famous Monsters Convention Dallas. Get more information at facebook.com/FMOFL or FamousMonstersConvention.com. We have an update from the Midwest Haunters Convention. It's the Sinister Visions Kids Costume Contest. Join us Sunday, June 11th at 1 p.m. in your favorite ghoulish costume or as your favorite haunted house character for our third annual Sinister Visions Costume Contest and compete for fun and prizes. All ages are welcome. A prize bag full of horrific goodies will be awarded to the winner in the adult category, 13 and up, and kids category, 12 and under. There is no pre-registration. Contestants should start assembling beside the trade show floor demo stage starting 15 minutes prior to the event, and our good friend Chad Savage will be there to direct you as necessary. Wonder what he'll be dressed as. We have a little more film news regarding the 80s horror film Rawhead Rex via BloodyDisgusting.com. What a time to be alive, eh? Clive Barker famously described the screen version of titular creature Rawhead Rex in Georges Pavlov's 1986 film as looking like a 9-foot-tall phallus with teeth, and he's made no bones about the fact that he wasn't happy with how the Books of Blood adaptation turned out. And indeed, it's a pretty bad movie. A charmingly bad movie, but a bad movie all the same. That said, you probably want to own it on Blu-ray, we know you do, because we do too. And guess what? Kino Lorber just announced on Twitter that not only is a 4K restoration of Rawhead Rex coming to theaters this summer, but a Blu-ray will be out by Halloween. In Rawhead Rex, Ireland will never be the same after Rawhead Rex, a particularly nasty demon, is released from his underground prison by an unwitting farmer. The film follows Rex's cross-country rampage while a man struggles to stop it. You can check out the totally unrestored trailer on YouTube. We have a little bit of hiring news from Not Scary Farm in Buena Park, California. It's that time of year again, folks. Preparation for Not Scary Farm 2017 is about to begin. We're looking for hardworking individuals to help us create all the madness and horror that the world has grown to love. If you or someone you know are interested in applying for a position in carpentry, scenic paint, props, special effects, or lighting, check out knotts.com/jobs for more information. We have a little sad news from haunt vendor Nethercraft. Tomac Baxit, artist and proprietor of Nethercraft.com and JulianGlass.com, suffered a devastating fire on April 28th. He lost most of his workshop, some equipment and supplies, and product inventory. Fortunately, he was unhurt, and he will rebuild. With your help, Tomac will secure new workspace, replacement equipment, and materials to start anew. The largest immediate need is to secure a lease on a new commercial workspace. Tomac uses his workshop to produce custom-ordered materials for various clients, and this is his whole sole source of income. The new workshop needs to be leased and equipped as soon as possible so that Tomac's current client projects can be completed and delivered with minimal delay. The new workshop will enable Tomac to resume production and collect the associated income that production generates as soon as possible. Tomac has already identified a potential new location. He's an award-winning artist whose work has appeared on Extreme Home Makeover, Restaurant Impossible, and most recently on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. He often gives back to the community, offering regular workshops on glass manufacture, bronze casting, and blacksmithing. He is a panelist and former fan guest of honor at Metro Detroit Science Fiction Conventions. Many small businesses never come back from an event like this, but with determination, a lot of hard work, and most importantly, help from you, he will recover. Even the smallest donation will help Tomac begin again and continue the work he has become known for. Every dollar counts and will be deeply appreciated. They've set up a GoFundMe page to help him recover from this fire. You can find that page at GoFundMe.com/Tomac, T-O-M-A-K, Baksik, B-A-K-S-I-K, Fire, Recovery. And finally, we have a little hiring news from the Haunted Hills Estate in Uniontown, Pennsylvania. Do you love Halloween? Of course we do. Do you love scaring people? Who doesn't? Join our team of actors to have fun while getting paid to do so. We're now hiring for the 2017 season. We are dedicated to our customers who want to provide the best haunted adventure that we can. If you're interested in auditioning, please arrive at the estate, 236 Rolling Hills Estate Road in Uniontown, on one of the following dates. Plan to be at the estate for the entire time stated and arrive promptly as we'll begin on time. No costumes, please. Those dates are May 13th from 12 to 2 p.m., August 11th from 5 to 7 p.m., or August 12th from 12 to 2 p.m. Please make efforts to attend the May audition as we have a lot of fun activities, actor workshops, and bonfires planned for the summer. Auditions will be fun and snacks will be provided. We'll audition in a group setting and you will be required to fill out a current application and provide an availability of dates. Check their website out in advance for a list of open nights for the season. Expect to make noises, talk, slither, scare, stare, scream, and act as a team together. The actor requirements are you must be responsible and reliable, trustworthy and dedicated, mature, helpful, positive, with a fun attitude, creative, and flexible with scheduling, and you must have transportation. You must be 16 years of age or older. If you're under 18, you must have a parent accompany you to the auditions to sign a parent actor form. For questions, contact our actor manager Jess at hauntedhillsestate@hotmail.com or visit hauntedhillsestate.com/jobs for more information. And that wraps up the news for this episode. Stay tuned for the interview here on The Big Scary News. Do you need fog or snow for your haunted attraction or theatrical event? Are you looking for that perfect haze effect? How about scents to give your haunt that extra realism? If you answered yes to any of these, then you need to head over to froggiesfog.com and check out their line of world-famous frog juice,
haze juice, artificial snow, and bubble juice. Whether you're a home hunter buying a gallon a year or a major theme park buying 25,000 gallons a year, you can be certain that your satisfaction is their highest priority. They have everything you need when it comes to the highest quality fog and haze fluids. If you're looking for that perfect low-lying stage fog, the longest-lasting water-based fog, the right haze juice for your machine, a bubble juice that outperforms the rest, or a snow juice that evaporates after floating 30 feet, Froggy's Fog has that and so much more. Froggy's Fog also has scent additives that are compatible with any water-based fog, haze, snow, and bubble fluid. For more information, visit froggiesfog.com. That's froggiesfog.com.
Hey, this is Tater. Come buy your fog from me, because if you don't, I'll be homeless.
Tonight's interview is brought to you by Gantom Lighting and Controls, gantom.com. Here we go. Hello, everybody. Drew Badger. We are live at Walker Stalker Con in Charlotte, North Carolina. Hopefully, we're going to get a whole lot of interviews today. We're going to start off with one beautiful lady here, probably the most beautiful lady I've interviewed today, Miss Alicia Witt from The Walking Dead. Got her start at a very young age with one of my favorite movies, Dune, of all things. Has done a whole lot of film career, was even in a John Waters film. We'll talk about that in a little bit. How you doing?
I'm great. Nice to be here in Charlotte.
How did you start off getting a film with David Lynch and Dune, of all things?
Just a crazy coincidence. I had ended up on a talk show when I was five, and a few years later, the casting director for Dune was looking for the actor to play this little girl of Alia in Dune, and I ended up going to New York and auditioning for David Lynch and got the part.
And it just kind of, you decided that's what I want to do now, is I want to be an actress and go from there?
I loved it so much. My parents were both teachers, so I don't know, and I lived in Massachusetts. Not a lot of actors in our circle, so I think it was just fate that it all happened that way, because I don't know if I ever would have even thought to be an actor, but once I did that, that's all I wanted. I mean, it's one of the things I wanted to do.
So you did like the drama club, and you did school and summer stock and that kind of thing, and just kind of worked your way up, or how did it go about?
No, I started with Dune, and then I just... when I was 14, I moved to L.A. and started acting, auditioning. Kind of
hard to tell your drama teacher, you know, well, hey, I was in a David Lynch film. I think we should do it this way, you know. When you're trying to do Oklahoma or something like that, I can imagine. I can only imagine. So you started there, and you moved to L.A., and then you just did what? You were doing commercials, were you doing bit parts, and just kind of gotten bigger and bigger roles, or what?
Yeah, I did a lot of auditions and worked some, but auditioned all the time. A lot of things I didn't get. And then did a bunch of movies, and the first thing I did that allowed me to stop being a background pianist for a living was this show, Sybil, that I was on for 4 years. And that, from that point on, it's the only thing I've done for a living.
Is there something that we would be astonished to find out that you auditioned for and did not get?
Oh, lots. I don't talk about the things I didn't audition for as a rule. I mean, I've, like, everything. Everything that I was the right age for.
You could have been Princess Leia.
Well, I wasn't the right age for that.
Well, okay. All right, well, you know. But what I'm saying, you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, pretty much any role that I was the right age for. When I was starting out, everybody, all of the people you know today, gotcha. Auditioned for everything. Because when you're 15, 16, 17, you just, nobody knows anyone. So
sure.
I was auditioning alongside all the actors.
And at that point, what is it? What is it? Nickelodeon shows, Disney shows, that kind of stuff? Or was it, you know, TV or more than film or commercials or everything?
All of it.
Okay.
Yeah.
And how did you wind up getting The Walking Dead? Was it your agent type thing, or was it somebody thought, oh, I think she'd be a great part, even though it's not a big role?
It was the showrunner of The Walking Dead, Scott Gimple, who heard me on a podcast that I did, and he reached out to me on Twitter, of all places. Said he had always been a fan. He'd seen a lot of my work as an actor, but he was mostly a fan of my music, weirdly. And he heard it on the podcast. I had just released last year's album, which Ben Folds produced, and he's a Ben Folds fan, and he was listening to the podcast and heard the music, and he just reached out, direct messaged me on Twitter and said, I just wanted to let you know, I think you rock. And I was like, I can't believe you're writing to me, because I am a massive Walking Dead fan and I'm kind of starstruck, so thank you. And he was like, good to know. And then about a week later, I got an audition for this part, which I suspected came directly from him, and I asked him if it did, and he said it did, because the whole time the show had been on, I was wanting to audition for it, and it never happened. Then it happened. I auditioned for it, got the part, had no idea what the part was, because they do it super secretively. So I got the script, and I just was blown away by what an amazing one-episode character I got to play. It was just such a one of the best things that I've ever gotten to do, I think.
When people are coming up to you at conventions like this, are they primarily just wanting to talk to you about Paula, or are they wanting to talk to you about other roles as well?
It's all over the place.
A lot of the questions about music, too?
Yeah. I've had some of those today. I've had a lot of people, especially this time of year. I make a lot of Hallmark Christmas movies.
Oh, really?
So a lot of people who are like, you know, my husband or my son is a huge Walking Dead fan, and I can't watch that, but I love you on the Hallmark channel. And that makes me really happy, because I'm a fan of both. I love the really happy, warm, good vibes kind of stuff, and I also love the really dark characters. So I try to do both of them.
You were the role of Cherish in Cecil B. Demented. I've got to ask, what's it like working with John Waters?
Fantastic. It's always good to see Larry Gilliard, because we worked together in that. He played Bob on Walking Dead.
I did not. Yes.
Yeah.
So, I did not know he was in that movie. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I have to go back and
relook at
that.
Yeah, he was one of the sprocket holes.
Oh, okay. It's been a long time since I've seen him.
Yep. But it's always great to see him. And we were just talking about John Waters earlier today. He's just such a brilliant mind, so full of stories. And I would love to get another chance to work with him.
Who can say?
Who can say?
You never know. Tell us a little bit about the music you've got here. I know you're doing a show locally in Charlotte tonight. You play. You've put out several albums and things. What's going on with the latest release and all that?
The latest release that's available is actually a single called Love Anyway, which I'm donating half the proceeds to Feeding America. And I've put out these shirts. I'm trying to do whatever small part I can do to try and bring this country back together again. I just hate how mean people are to each other these days, and I don't care who anyone voted for or what you believe or any of that stuff. We're all people, and we need to start looking at each other again and talking and not being afraid to disagree without it getting ugly. It doesn't do anybody any good. So my song was written about unrequited love, but then just feeling such sadness over so many people that I care about being at odds with one another, and seeing so much ugliness on my Twitter feed and my Instagram feed. I'm trying to stop that.
Do you try to make it a point to do a concert or a show in a town where you're appearing at a con?
I always do, or whenever I'm in town working in some different city.
Very nice. For people who want to follow your career, maybe follow the next things you've got in the can, where we might see you in the next 6 months to a year, follow or pick up a copy of your new CD, your album. You've got vinyl here. I love that. And find out everything Alicia Vitt. Do you have the websites, the social medias, and all that? How can they follow you and get more information?
I'm at AliciaVittMusic.com, and all my social media is on there. Pretty much Alicia Witty across the board.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Well, Alicia Witt, it's been a pleasure to have you here on the Big Scary Show and at Walker Stalker Con. I wish you nothing but success, and maybe you'll get that next John Waters movie, depending on whatever he puts out. It'd be fun to see you in that.
Thank you.
Thank you. And
nice
once again,
talking to you.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. And once again, Drew Badger here for the Big Scary Show, Walker Stalker Con in Charlotte, and we are out. Thank you so much. Well, that's going to wrap it up for this episode of the Big Scary News. We wish to thank Froggy's Fog for being our title sponsor, www.froggiesfog.com. Remember to listen to the current Big Scary Show for even more news and information, including the Haunt Minute, Face Your Fears, great music from the Haunt Rocker, and the soon-to-be-famous Round Table of Terror. Get all that and more only at BigScaryShow.com. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and others. This is Drew Badger signing off for the Big Scary News.